Welcome to the Skokie Kolo Podcast. Here you can listen to recent shiurim given by members of the Kolo and special guests who spoke at the Kolo. For older shiurim, open the Learn tab above and select Audio Archive.
Hello, this is Ari Burian. As we begin Parshas Hazinu, we're approaching really the very end of the Torah. And just at the very end of Parshas Vayelech, before we begin Hazinu, we are given the 613th commandment in the Torah, the very last commandment. It says, V'yata kisvu lechem es hashira hazos. And now you should write for yourself this song, V'lamdes b'nei Yisrael, and teach it to the children of Israel. This song is either referring to Hazinu, the very parsha that's coming up right now, or it's referring to the entire Torah as a whole, which is referred to as a song. V'sima b'fihem, and you should place it in their mouths of b'nei Yisrael, L'man t'yali shira hazos, in order that this song should be le'ed b'nei Yisrael, that it should be a witness for amongst the b'nei Yisrael. And we see this interesting idea that after we spend all this time learning Torah, at the very end, the Torah calls itself a shira, calls itself a song. What is the connection between being a Torah and being a song, and being an instruction book and being a song? And I think one of the beautiful ideas, if you think about an orchestra, a symphony, there's many, many hundreds of different instruments that are playing all together. And when you need 13 flutes, 12 flutes won't do it. And when you need 16 cellos, 15 cellos is not the exact same thing. If you're missing one letter of the Torah is a puzzle. It's not a full Torah. We need every single letter in the Torah for it to be a real Torah. We need every single instrument in the symphony to be playing together in perfect harmony. And just because the viola showed up, if he doesn't play in time or his viola isn't tuned properly, it won't sound right. Everything needs to be there in the right place, in the right time, and all coordinated together. And that's the idea of the Torah as well. The Torah is 613 commandments, but they're organic, they're synthesized, and they work together. And it must be taught to the children of Israel that each Jew must be involved in the Torah as well, because without one Jew learning Torah, then the Torah is not complete. So after we're given this commandment to Kisvu Lechem Es Hashir Hazos, write down the Torah, it then says V'lamdes B'nei Yisrael, then you have to teach the Jewish people, because having the Torah is not enough, knowing it yourself is not enough, but you have to teach it to others as well. And sometimes we might find this difficult. We have only so much time, and if we don't know a lot of Torah, we want to learn the Torah ourselves. Maybe we don't have time to teach someone else. And there's a very beautiful story I heard from the Chafetz Chaim, about the Chafetz Chaim. He once went to a convention, they had a very big convention of Rabbanim, and in the morning the Chafetz Chaim spoke, and at lunchtime the Chafetz Chaim went up to the people that were organizing the convention, and he said, I'd like to speak again after lunch. And they didn't know what to say. They had a whole program, there was dozens of Rabbanim that were supposed to speak. The Chafetz Chaim wants to speak a second time, how can we say no to the Chafetz Chaim? But other people have to speak as well. But they couldn't tell him no. They said, okay, you can speak again. And he got up after lunch, and he spoke a second time. And he said, before lunch, I spoke about the importance of teaching Torah to everybody, to going out and really doing kiruv, to reaching out to people that don't know Torah, and introducing them to Torah, teaching them Torah. There are people out there that want to learn, and we have to teach them. There are people out there that don't know they want to learn. We have to show them how exciting learning Torah is, and then teach them. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I heard at lunch people speaking and saying it's a very nice idea going on teaching Torah to other people. But the Gemara says we have to take care of ourselves before we take care of others. And the truth is, we ourselves have a lot of Torah to learn. We can't just go and sacrifice our time and possibly our own spiritual growth in order to help other people. And so the Chafetz Chaim said, I'd like to tell you a mashal. I'd like to tell you a parable. And he said there was a man who was a contractor. He was a city builder. And he came and he built a city by the lakeshore. And he built this beautiful city with lots of buildings and houses, and he set up the whole city with roads. Everything was all planned out by him. He organized it. He built it. And it was ready to go for people to move in. And people came in, and they built restaurants and hotels. And so the contractor came to the first restaurant, and they wanted to serve him first. And he sat down at the table, and they poured him a glass of water, and he drank from the water. And he said, ugh, this water is terrible. What's going on here? And they said, what do you mean? He says, there's sand in the water. And the restaurant owner said, yeah, don't you know? You built our city right next to this lake shore. There's sand by the lake. So when we pull water out of the lake, it's sandy. What can we do? And the contract owner says, no, no, no. You don't serve water with sand. It tastes terrible. You have to filter it first. If you filter out the sand, then the water will taste just fine. The sand comes right out. The water is delicious. And I know we're by a lake shore, and I know there's sand here, but there's a very easy fix. And they said, oh, of course, next time and every time, we'll make sure to always filter our water. So the contractor had his meal, he left, he came back a few months later, he saw the city was burnt to the ground. And he said, what happened here? I built you this beautiful city and it burned to the ground? And the people said, well, a fire broke out. It wasn't so big at first, but it kept getting bigger and bigger, and we wanted to put it out. But by the time we filtered the water from the sand, we didn't have enough water to put out the fire. We would go get more, but we had to filter it, and the fire just spread and it burned down the whole city. and the contractor said, "You are fools. You don't need a filtered water when you're putting out a fire. If you want to drink it, of course you filter it. But if the city's burning down, you use any water you have. You don't worry about filtering it." And the Chafetz Chaim said, "That's exactly our generation. It's true, we need to refine ourselves and we need to learn Torah. But when the generation's on fire, when there's people being lost that people don't know anything about Torah, you use any water you have, even if your water still has sand in it, even if you, your Torah, is still not pure, is still not perfect, you still have to go and spread that Torah to others so that they have an opportunity to experience Torah and help put out that fire." And that was the Chafetz Chaim's message that he gave over at this convention. And I think that's the message that the Torah is giving us here. The Kasvu Lechem Es Ashir Azos. You have to write down this Torah, and then you have to go teach the Jewish people. We spent an entire year going through the Torah, over 50 parshios. The very last of the 613 commandments is what? Go on out and teach this to everything you learned, go teach this to others, so they can have experience in Torah as well, and we can come into the year to Rosh Hashanah and to Simchas Torah with a new connection to Torah, not just for ourselves, but for our people around us, and we'll be stronger in Torah when we teach it to others as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Gmar Chasima Tova.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. This is Eric Goldman, and it is my honor and pleasure to share with you words of Torah for Rosh Hashanah. I was recently reminded of one of my players from when I was coaching the hockey team in New York, who as a junior was actually an almost all-star caliber level player. And then comes his senior year. I show up to tryouts that year, very optimistic. We had a number of excellent players, and I'm looking around for this particular player, and I don't see him. He's not there. The year before, he had been one of our best players already. He had scored the only goal in the quarterfinal playoff game. He was going to be a great player, one of the top players in the league during his senior year. And yet, tryouts before the season, he's not there. So I asked some of the guys, you know, where is he? What's going on? And they tell me, well, he just doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to be on the team this year. They didn't understand why. They didn't know why. So I found this guy and finally had a conversation with him and asked him, what's going on? You're going to be one of the best players. Why don't you want to play? And he said, it's very simple. It takes up a lot of time. I like having my free time. I like doing the things I do, and I'm not willing to give them up. I'm sorry, no, I don't want to play. And no matter how much I tried to push and tried to convince him, he just wasn't willing to give up his free time. Coming into Rosh Hashanah, the Sfarim tell us that we have to daven slichos for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, at least 4 days. Why? Says Eliyarabba, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, because all of the psukim that describe the korbanos for all of the yomim tovim say that we have to vihikrav tem ola, we have to bring a korban ola to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to the yontif of Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says va'asisem ola, we have to make an ola. And the Sfarim say that when we make that ola, it's not just referring to the korban, to the animal itself that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, as the Mishnah Berurah says, l'lamei sheberosh hashana yasa adam atzmo, a person has to make himself, ki'ilu makriv es atzmo, as if he is bringing himself as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? How do we turn ourselves into a korban? How do we makriv ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Explains of Shimshon Pinkas Zichat Tzadik Levracha, a phrase that is at the very core and is part of the theme of what the entire Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's all about Mesiras Nefesh. It's not necessarily what we tend to think Mesiras Nefesh is, of sacrificing our lives, of Rachmana Litzlan, what Jews had to do in generations past, of throwing themselves into certain death. But no, on a much more simple level, we are presented with an opportunity of Mesiras Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we can turn to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we can say, there are certain parts of my life that I love doing, that I feel they are a part of who I am, that I want to do so badly. But you know what, Hashem? I know that it's better if I don't. And very often I know that's even usur, that I'm not allowed to. And yet so often I feel like I love to and I really want to. But Hashem, for you, I'm going to give that up. That core part of my life, that defining taiva that I really want to be involved in, for you, Hashem, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to sacrifice that aspect of my life for you because I want to show you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much closer to you I want to become. We know, of course, the goal, the whole task of what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlech Hashem as the king, to say to Hashem, you are the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, you are the king of all kings. Now, if I'm the servant of a king, and yet every time I want to do something for myself, I'm able to go and do it, regardless of what task I have at hand, regardless of what my avoda should be to that master, but I go and do my own thing, is that really an eved? Not really. That's just someone who's doing a job, who's performing tasks. A real eved for a king is someone whose entire life is dedicated to that king. Someone who at a moment's notice will drop everything and run to do whatever the king wants. That's what shows a person is truly an eved to the king, and that's how we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are truly avodim to him. By giving up those core parts of our lives, by saying to Hashem, you know what, this thing that I really love doing, I'm not going to do. And in that way, we turn to Hashem and say, we're a different person. We sacrifice that old self of ours. We put that on the Mizbeach, we shechted that, and we gave that up to you. And now, I'm an entirely new individual. I'm created anew. I am born anew. Hayom haras olam. Today, the world was created. Today, the world was born. And so am I, because I left that old person behind by giving up the things that person loved. That's the essence of what the Akedas Yitzchak was all about. And that's what led to the mitzvah of shofar. The profound and deep opportunity that we have to close our eyes, to hear the piercing sound of the shofar, and to think, what am I willing to sacrifice of my life for Hashem? Whether it's to wake up a little bit earlier in the morning to have an extra seder of learning, or to go to a better minyan that can daven a little bit slower before I start my workday, or whether it's staying up later at night and sacrificing some of my sleep then, or whether it's a certain, maybe it's a show that I watch that maybe I know I shouldn't be watching, or it's another taiva I'm engaged in that I know is not good for my neshama, or it's a place I go to, a person I speak with, a seat in shul that maybe I should switch to maybe a better spot where I'm not going to be talking. But there's something, everyone has something in their lives that we can point to and say, Hashem, for you, I'm willing to give this up, because your service, Hashem, to be a part of your nation is more important to me, because that's the ultimate goal of what I want to do in life, of what I want to be able to accomplish in life. And that's what I'm showing you, Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah. And with that Mesiras Nefesh, with being able to point to one specific aspect and saying, Hashem, this is what I am giving you as my korban, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our efforts and should reward us with a year full of bracha and simcha. Thank you very much, everyone. Ekesiva v'chasima tova.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to learn about all the programs that the Skokie Community Kol has to offer. For any questions, suggestions, or to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, please email us at info@skokiekolel.org.